with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain. After the publication of his novel about a Soviet police inspector, Gorky Park, Martin Cruz Smith found himself persona non grata in the USSR because of Soviet antagonism.
The denunciations in the press calling me an anti-Soviet scum. That's an indication. That's what we call a weather vane.
Smith says copies of Gorky Park were confiscated when they were brought into the USSR and the owners arrested. But now everything is sweetness and light as far as Gorky Park is concerned.
In the last 2 years, glasnost and perestroika has accelerated to the point at which this year Gorky Park is being published in the Soviet Union.
As an abridgment in a Soviet magazine whose publisher invited Martin Cruz Smith to Moscow earlier in the year. When he visited the USSR for the first time in the 1970s, Smith stood outside of militia headquarters mentally taking notes.
This time I was led through the gate and taken, given a grand tour of the establishment, met the head of militia, went to the Ministry of the Interior.
He was even given a police tour of Moscow by a Soviet detective who often had to use the subway to get to an investigation because there are so few police cars. Smith says it's clear that Moscow has changed.
People are talking. You can't get them to shut up anymore.
The police inspector who appeared in Gorky Park is back in a sequel, Polar Star. In this finely crafted thriller, Arkady Renko investigates murder on board a Soviet factory ship in the Bering Sea. Polar Star by Martin Cruz Smith is a Ballantine paperback. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.